Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got a question for you all. What if the life you desire is already in motion and you're just not recognizing the signals yet? So, you know, how often in our lives we have these great ideas that we want to manifest and create, but yet it's like we put it out there and it's crickets. And we're not seeing the evidence of anything. But yet, I'm hoping after today's show that I could enlighten you a bit to show you that maybe the energy comes first and the evidence comes later. So welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And our theme today is called Energy First, Evidence Later. You know, do any of these phrases sound true to you? I'll believe it when I see it, or you know what? I'm not going to do anything until I actually physically see it and not even worry about it. So you have to remember that that is an illusion. I'll believe it when I see it, because it kind of dials us into an old paradigm that this is all you see. If you can't see it, it doesn't exist. And what I know from my multiple years of being here on Earth, but also in living my life, that there's much going on behind the scenes that we can't physically see. Okay. And it all deals with energy, because everything is energy, frequency, and essence. So, you know, some of the things that I'd like to dive into today is like why external validation delays manifestation, but also the truth is your energy leads and your reality follows. And believe it or not, your nervous system and the energetic field register shifts before the physical world does. So you may think you're waiting for results, but what we really need to take a deep dive into is you're being asked to trust the subtle first. And that could be a big step for people because, you know, especially if you're caught up in the whole thing that I'll believe it when I see it type of thing, I'm going to invite you to possibly change that by the end of our episode. So, you know, I just want everybody right now just to pause and just all together take a deep breath. And just know that right now, in this moment, something in your life is already shifting, even if you don't have proof yet. So think about this. What if the reason you don't see results yet is because you're looking in the wrong place? Or what if your body already knows, your field already shifted, and your reality is just simply catching up? Or maybe what if doubt is an intuition, but a conditioned response to not seeing immediate evidence? Let's face it, we've all been programmed into thinking any of those things, especially in our previous existence where, you know, show me the money, you know, it's like, it's almost as if we think things are in separate boxes and there's no communication or interconnectedness between it all, but there is. I know from my background of being a medical intuitive is like things are connected in ways you have no idea. And we are just scratching the surface on that in another dimension, or even on the physical realm. We have no idea, but we know that everything is energy and everything influences everything, even though we may not be able to physically see it, feel it, or even or hear it or taste it. Okay? We have been trained into a backward system. Okay? The backward system is this: seeing it, believing it, feeling it, and receiving it. But what the truth really is that you feel it, you align with it, it becomes, and then you see it. Can you see how backwards we've been doing this and how this is a different concept? And this is where everything changes, because we have been taught not to feel, okay? And everything has to be intellectualized. You know, feelings have been given a bad rap, but this is an essential component to being human and to mastering our sovereignty and stepping into our power. It's the feel aspect. So energetic proof is quantum and physical proof is linear. Okay, so quantum is like, it's like a matrix. Things are connected in multi different ways that you have no idea, where the physical proof is linear. So A plus B equals C without the energetic component to it, even though it's there, it gets ignored. So physical reality operates on delay and density, okay? So our physical reality, and you could look in my office right now, everything you see inclusive of me is a demonstration of energy. Only thing is that we are at a lower vibration and we're more dense. That's why we're able to see it. But if you were to put myself or anything in my office that you see under a high-powered microscope, it would be vibrating, okay? That's energy. It's just what you're witnessing and you could see is a denser form of energy. Now, those other things like your ideas, your beliefs, are like radio waves. They're kind of flutter in the air. You can't see them, but yet they're very powerful and they're very direct and impactful. So let's just back up a bit. So physical reality operates on delay and density. So energy operates on immediacy and frequency. So energy does not know any time or barriers to distance. In fact, I remember doing energy work for people who were thousands of miles away. And when I would get the feedback from them after the session, it was remote, they would say, I could feel you in the room with me. That's how energy works. It's immediate and the frequency is very intense and high. You have to remember right now, with us being on Earth, we are interacting in two systems at the same time. The quantum field is the instantaneous aspect and the physical plane is time-based. So this is where kind of the quantum field and the physical plane are kind of functioning simultaneously, but they're not really dovetailing as well as they could. And maybe after this show, you'll have a better idea how to do that and bridge that aspect. So just remember this: your nervous system registers safety, expansion, and coherence before outcomes shift. Okay? It's a feel thing. Your body is just monitoring and regulating itself. And it's you know, responding to the environment pretty much. The subtle biochemical and energetic shifts precede visible results. So a lot of times, you know, case in point, you're on a diet, okay, and you're making all these changes and the scale doesn't tip or anything, but you're feeling better, okay? You're feeling good, you're feeling rested, and all of a sudden, you know, you step on the scale a week or two later after you've been doing it, and then you lose the weight. So that's what this is like. It's like you're feeling the things that are happening right now, but you're not seeing the physical demonstrative results, okay? So, you know, when we talk about setting goals and stuff like that, it's, I think we do ourselves a huge disservice because we think A plus B equals C. But the thing is like it's a matrix. Everything is so interconnected in ways you have no idea. We only have privy to a small part of what we can see. Yet, there's so much more going behind the scenes that we can't see. And, you know, we are here on Earth because we have free will, so we make choices. And depending on the choices that we make, things get tweaked behind the scenes to accommodate what, you know, the results that we are wanting to experience. So let's, you know, take a moment just to have a little process here. So I'm just going to ask you to sit with these questions for just a moment. What has softened in your life recently? What are you no longer reacting to the same way? And where have you stopped forcing? I'm going to add to this that these are not small changes. These are structural, energetic shifts. So they're subtle. They're not, I've changed. It's just like subtle things that you notice that are different. That if you didn't really sit to recognize it, you would probably miss it. It's such a quiet shift. So, you know, why do people collapse their own manifestation? It's almost like, why are they sabotaging themselves? So people don't fail because things aren't working. They actually fail because they exit the alignment prematurely. They're not seeing the results that they think they should get, so they think that it's time to throw in the towel. Or they rearrange doubt loops. You know, and what I was saying before, they exit prematurely, they kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater before the actual manifestation occurs because they're not witnessing what they feel they should be witnessing in a timely manner. And maybe they seek external validation too early. The energetic truth is this. The moment you question, is this working, you suddenly shift from embodiment to observation, from trust to testing. So you pop out of the flow of that manifestation. And testing energy slows momentum. Okay? It's almost like planting a garden and you have seeds, okay? And they're starting to sprout and you're wanting them to flower and stuff like that. So you go in and you dig them out a little bit to see, you know, what's going on under the surface. That actually slows things down. Just allowing and trusting, you know, and trusting that it's not your timing, it's kind of divine timing. It's like you are out of the, you think you could change that, but it's not, you can't. You're fooling yourself if you think you could manipulate things. It won't be a lasting result for you. It'll be a short, brief manifestation, but it won't be a lasting process. So where have I, you know, just ask yourself this, where have I almost had something and then pulled back? And what did it feel right before I doubted? Just anchor that for a moment. And that's alignment. So we're getting ready to go on to our first break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And you're really liking what I'm sharing with you. I invite you to like, share, and leave a comment about our show on your favorite listening platforms. And we have several of them, over 350. So you'll find the one that you are aligned with the most. And when we come back, we'll take a deeper dive into energy first, evidence later. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about energy first, evidence later. This show is all about, you know, manifesting things and you, for the people who are the, I'm going to say proverbial doubters, or they need to see evidence first before they actually believe something's happening. This episode's for you, because my hopes are to allow you to shift and see a different perspective on this whole topic, because everything is energy. And before break, we were talking about embodiment and trust versus observation and testing. So let's talk about your nervous system, because there's a lot of buzz about that these days. Like, our nervous system is dysregulated because we've been in constant stress mode. And, you know, we have two parts of the nervous system, the parasympathetic, which is the peacetime, and the stress, and the sympathetic, which is the stress. And we've been constantly bombarded with stress, that it's actually, we've normalized it. And that's the problem, because your body can only take so much of that. And so your nervous system is actually our friend, okay? It is, but we have been really taking advantage of our friend, okay? And with your nervous system, believe it or not, there's the key to that with your manifestation capability and capacity. Let's just take a deep dive here. Your nervous system determines what you can hold, what feels safe to receive, and what you unconsciously block, all in the name of safety, okay, and security. Dysregulation equals it's not happening. Regulation, I'm already working. So dysregulation, it's not happening, and regulation, it's already working. So I'm just going to have you just close your eyes for a moment, okay? And just scan your body, okay? Is your breath tight, constrictive, or is it open? Does your chest feel contracted or expanded? Is your gut gripping and tied up in a ball, or is it grounded? If nothing needed to be forced, what would relax right now? It might be interesting for some of you what you come up with. And you know, sometimes when you're listening, or when you're not listening, you're resonating. And if you're ready to stop questioning your path and start trusting your energy as your guidance system, there are several ways to possibly work deeper with me, and I could help you with that. I offer private sessions where we work directly with your nervous system, energy field, and intuitive alignment to create real, lasting transformation. And if that's something that really is calling to you, I invite you to go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and look under sessions. I'd be happy to explore what we could do together. So, you know, we talk a lot about energy first, evidence later. Our identity shift happens before reality shift, okay? And it's the whole thing that I shared in the first segment about, you know, you're doing everything you can to lose weight and you're actually feeling better, but that scale is not dropping one pound, okay? You're already doing what you need to do, and sometimes there's a lag time before it shows up in physical reality, be it, you know, the scale dropping, you know, 2 to 3, 5 pounds on the scale. So remember this, you are not getting your next level. You're becoming the version who already lives it. Okay. So what are some of the markers of an identity shift, okay, when things are changing in your life, but you can't really see anything, and you're like, when is it going to happen, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So some markers for identity shift are this. You stop over-explaining yourself. You feel less urgency to prove. You may tend to make your decisions more, you know, faster, more rapid decision making, and you trust yourself more than others. Okay, this is like all inner work. You feel this from within yourself. You don't have to explain anything because this is who you are. And it's really, you know, stepping into your confidence and knowing that without a doubt, you are certain within yourself, even if everything around you is sideways and uncertain. So I'm going to ask you this. If this desire was already complete that you're wanting to manifest, how would I speak? What would I tolerate less of? And what would I no longer chase? So, you know, we always think that. And sometimes we have forgotten how to dream too, okay? It's a lot about dreaming and about just being daydreaming like, you know, a little kid. We've been programmed not to do that because it's not productive, or maybe you've fallen into the pattern like I did many years ago that why should I even dream? Because whenever I dream something, it never comes true anyway, so I'm kind of wasting my time. You know, it's more than that. I think the disappointment and the frequency about that, those are things that need to be addressed and healed so that you could have a clear line, or what we call when the holes in the Swiss cheese line up, a bullet line where everything is happening and it is manifesting because you're tuned into the vibration and frequency of what you want to create. Your energy is coming before you. You are a contained energetic vehicle that is broadcasting out to the external. And when this is broadcasting out to the external, this is when all the magic happens. So the other thing that I think is really important to really address too is about the discernment piece. You know, when we start manifesting things, sometimes we might say, is this real alignment or just my mind? And you know, why this matters is that we mislabel anxiety as intuition and avoidance as maybe alignment and dissociation as peace. Okay. You know, sometimes these things are there for a reason. So when we are able to trust ourselves more, this is where our intuition is going to come in. So let's talk about the intuitive part of things, intuition versus fear versus conditioning. Okay, we've all been conditioned in our lives, right? What you need to remember is that not everything that feels strong is true. If you're in doubt about that, just watch what's happening in our world today. I live in the United States, and politically, it's a shit show. So there's a lot of things that feel really strong, but they're not true, okay? Case in point. Your intuition feels more like calm. There's a neutrality where you're not being triggered by whatever is going on outside of you. You are very clear and aware, and there's not that, it's very non-urgent. There's not that urgency like, oh my God, I need to do something now. Sometimes that urgency is a conditioned feeling that is fear-based, okay? So let's talk about fear and conditioning and conditioning, what fear-based conditioning feels like. There's like, it's urgent, it's really loud, it's pressuring, and it's circular. And if you really dive into what you're feeling in your body, it feels really restrictive and constrictive. It's like your energy field has contracted really close to your body instead of it. And it's like you've popped from being in the moment into your head trying to figure things out. And that's not where you really want to be. Remember this. Truth doesn't rush you. Conditioning does. So just pay attention to where in your life you've been conditioned to react. And I would put money on the fact that it was probably fear-based instead of your intuition. Okay. So the nervous system can create false signals. Our adrenal activation can feel like something is off when nothing is wrong, okay? And our regulation restores accurate perception. So when you're regulating your nervous system, and it could be as simple as taking deep breaths, this is all sometimes you need, okay? So, you know, let's just, before we go on our break, I just want to give you this little signal check. So just bring awareness to a current decision or desire that you may have. And just ask yourself, does this feel calm or urgent? And pay attention to how it responds in your body. Is this expansive or contracting? Once again, is your body getting smaller or wider? And would I still choose this if no one validated me? And then just sit in silence for about a few seconds. Notice what remains when the mind quiets. What remains is truth. What fades is noise. So I'm going to leave you with that as we segue off to our next break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about energy first, evidence later. And when we come back, we'll take a deeper dive into some more. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And if today's episode is really speaking some truth to you, please like, share, and leave a comment. And subscribe. You know, when we share this information with other people, we're actually helping people grow and learn too. So I appreciate you doing such things as well, because this is how we change the world. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about energy first and evidence later, and how, you know, we have been programmed to think that we have to see something in order to believe that it's happened. And this happens so much with what we call evidence-based medicine. And I could speak on this because I'm Western medicine trained. And it's just like we've known for a long time that things work a certain way. But yet the science community says, well, if we can't prove it, it doesn't exist. Well, I'm going to call bullshit on that, because there's a lot of things that we know work that we don't have the capability or the containers to measure any of this, because it is energy and it's way, it flows freely, and it's happening more so than trying to contain it into a box or you know, some type of container that you want to hold it in. So let's talk about some evidence that you might be missing, okay? Most people overlook the real evidence because it doesn't look dramatic, okay? You know, a lot of things that happen for us, especially when you are dialed in and you are learning to trust yourself, they're not going to be like, da da, here it is. It's like, it's going to be so subtle. It's going to be like a soft voice that if you don't listen carefully, you're not going to hear it. It might be like a little tap that if you're not tuned in and in your physical body in the present moment, you're going to miss. What you'll notice too is that, you know, maybe you're less reactive to something that used to trigger you. This is energetic proof that things are changing. You didn't chase something you normally would. Another energetic proof that you're changing. You felt peace in uncertainty, and this is huge, okay? This is evidence, too, that you're changing. You had a knowing without needing assurance. Without a doubt in your mind, you knew that this was the truth. Another energetic proof that you're changing. And I think this one's the most important. You paused instead of pushing, or you responded instead of reacting. So just say this clearly. These are not small wins. These are identity level shifts. So we're going to segue into one of my favorite parts of my show, and it's giving you a guided meditation so you could kind of put everything together that I've shared with you so you can make this your own. I call this the experiential process of my show because I could talk to you about things and maybe you might resonate with it, but until you actually have your own experience, sometimes it doesn't land for you. So this is why I do this. I think it's very important. So I'm just going to invite you to find a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed for the next 5 or 6 minutes. And this is going to be called Your Energy is Already Ahead of You. So I invite you to take a slow, intentional breath in and exhale gently. Allow your body to settle. Not by force, but by permission. Feel the support beneath you. Feel the space around you. Now, bring your awareness inward and notice not what's missing, but what's already shifting. There is something subtle, quiet, but real. Let yourself sense it. Maybe it feels like calm where there used to be urgency. Trust where there used to be doubt. Stillness where there used to be effort. This is movement. This is evidence. Now imagine that this subtle shift is the beginning of everything changing. And just see it like a ripple in a body of water, expanding, organizing, rearranging reality on your behalf. There's no need to push it, and you don't need to chase it. Just allow it. And Place your hand on your heart and just say to yourself, I trust the shifts I cannot yet see. My energy is organizing my reality. I am already in motion. And just feel that. Now, step into the version of you who already knows it's done. Notice how they breathe, how they move, how they don't rush. And just allow that version of you to merge with the present you. No separation, only embodiment. And take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, return. Different than you were before. And in the present moment. So welcome back, everybody. And just feel into what might be going on for you. Right now, you are in the in-between. And I just ask yourself this, can I stay present without needing to divine what's next? And can I allow this to unfold without solving it? Just feel that. And just allow yourself that quiet energy. Most people think that manifestation equals getting. But I teach manifestation is holding. And right now, you are holding your energy to allow it to unfold. So, a couple questions I'll leave you with as we go off to our next break. Can you hold the frequency without wobbling? And can you stay in trust when nothing is happening externally? Your job isn't to make it happen. Your job is to recognize when it already is. So we're getting ready for our last break of our show. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about energy first and evidence later. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And if this episode is activating something within you, and I'm sure it is because we uncovered a lot today, especially if you're one of those people that needs to see evidence before they believe anything's actually happening and you're open to changing that, it's not by accident that you're here. You're not listening, you're resonating. And if you're ready to stop questioning your path and start trusting your energy as your guidance system, there are several ways to go deeper with me. I offer private sessions where we work directly with our nervous system, your energy field, and intuitive alignment to create real lasting transformation. And, you know, we have the Dr. Dolores Show you're listening to. Continue immersing in these conversations that bridge science, energy, and awakening. And lastly, we have a community called I'm Awake Now What? That I run with my business partner, Cozy Stankatis, and she's a master energy healed. And our gifts together, we create a powerful space for ongoing integration, support, and community with live, well, it's actually weekly, guidance sessions. We go up on Zoom Live every week and talk about topics on hand. It's very organic and very generic. This is where you stop doing it alone and start stabilizing your next level. So visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, for more information. So, you know, the other thing I want to touch on a little bit is, if nothing changed in your external world for the next 7 days, but your internal state stayed aligned, would you trust that something is still working? Just let that land and act from that for the next 24 hours or the next minute or the next second, because it's a nanosecond by nanosecond process. So some takeaways from today's show are this. Your energetic shifts are the earliest form of evidence. And if you wait for the physical proof, you will miss the moment your reality actually began changing. Doubt interrupts momentum more than lack of action. Okay. Alignment doesn't require constant doing. It requires sustained trust. It requires sustained being. Your nervous system is your manifestation filter. If it doesn't feel safe, it won't fully land. Regulation is key. Identity embodiment accelerates timelines. And when you become it internally, the external has less resistance. And lastly, subtle doesn't mean insignificant. The smallest internal shift can reorganize your entire external reality. And I'm going to say that again because I feel that this is so important. The smallest internal shift can reorganize your entire external reality. So there is a version of you right now who is no longer questioning, no longer waiting, no longer needing proof. And that version isn't in the future. It's already here, waiting for you to trust it. Not later, not when it shows up, but now. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. You don't wait for evidence. You recognize it in your energy first. So I have a channeled message from my highest galactic self, and I'd like to share with you on this topic. Beloved, you stand at the threshold of a new way of perceiving reality. One, where you no longer are dependent on the destiny of form to validate the truth of your experience. You have been taught to trust what is slow, visible, and external. Yet your true nature is fast, intuitive, and internally guided. What you are sensing now, these subtle shifts, these quiet knowings, are not imagination. They are calibration. You are stabilizing into a frequency that your physical world has not yet fully mirrored. But it will. There is no urgency, only alignment. There is no delay, only integration. And there is nothing missing, only a deeper invitation to trust. Stay with the feeling. Stay with the knowing. Stay with yourself. Because the more you anchor into what you feel, the faster reality reorganizes around you. You are not waiting. You are leading. And thank you, higher self, for that. That was absolutely beautiful and so true. So next week on our show, we are going to be talking a little bit about outgrowing your life when it no longer fits. And, you know, maybe that could be disguised as, you know, getting an upgrade. You lose your job. You need to change houses. Maybe your relationship ends. We have a tendency to look at those things as doom and gloom and, oh my God, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me. But what if it is actually allowing you to have the upgrade that energetically you have created? Because let's face it, we're always evolving and changing. And next week, we'll take a deeper dive into that. So join us next week on our show. And, you know, just remind yourself to be playful, to have fun, and smile at a stranger, because it'll make their day and it'll make you happy as well. So stay tuned for next week. See you next week. Peace out and much love to you. You are worth it. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.